Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name is Gary Stevens. Today's subject, we're dealing with living in the supernatural naturally, and we're dealing with topics number 2 and number 3. Topic 2 is how do we walk in the Spirit? Topic 3 is let your conscience be your guide. Let's start with topic number 2, how do we walk in the Spirit? We go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. This I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts or desires of the flesh. Galatians 5:16 is actually saying, when you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Or in other words, when you walk in the ways of God, you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh and the soul, which are ungodly. How do we do this? By listening to the voice of our human spirit, which is our conscience, and obeying it. The Holy Spirit speaks to our human spirit, and then our spirit speaks to us. This is a process, and it takes time to learn. After we become born again, our spirit man has been renewed, then we start to learn to listen to the Holy Spirit inside us, and we listen to His voice. The Holy Spirit will speak to our spirit, and our spirit speaks to us through our conscience. The voice of our conscience is the voice of our spirit man. The Christian life is simple. It is easy to hear the voice of God and to flow in the supernatural. The Word of God says that as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons and, of course, the daughters of God. Learn to separate yourself from your senses when it comes to the things of God or the things of the Spirit. Spiritual guidance will come generally by way of the inner voice, the inner quiet witness, or direction. It is very natural for us to be spiritual and perfectly spiritual for us to be natural. Let me say that again. It is very natural for us to be spiritual and perfectly spiritual for us to be natural. This is the way God made us, spirit first, soul, and then body. God allows us to operate in the two realms of the spirit and of the natural realm, and this can happen at the same time. When we get born again, we have to start learning about our spirit man, the spiritual realm and the natural realm and how it all functions together. But God and His Word will teach us. We are also taught by the Spirit of Truth with the Holy Spirit. It takes time to grow and mature to be a man or woman of the Spirit. Let me now give you some points for guidance. The first point, God contacts, communicates directly through our spirit and not our mind, senses or emotions. That's important to understand. Let me say it again. God contacts, communicates directly through our spirit and not through our mind or senses or emotions. Point two, the Holy Spirit never contradicts the written word of God. Check what you hear with the word of God. What I'm saying is the Spirit of God and the word of God, they're always in agreement. Point three, the Holy Spirit never pushes. He's a gentleman. And any time there is pressure, it is not from God. Let me say that again. The Holy Spirit never pushes somebody. He's a gentleman. And any time you sense pressure to make a decision or to do something, that's not from God. Let me go to point four. The Holy Spirit wants to communicate to you, lead you and guide you. Remember, the leading will come as a quiet inward witness or a knowing or an intuition. Let's go to topic three. Let your conscience be your guide. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 2. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the later times some will shall depart from the faith, giving heed or listening to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Ignoring the voice of your spirit, which is your conscience, will harden you and make you insensitive to the Holy Spirit. Let me give you an example here. A tradesman, when he works with his hands all his life and with tools, he develops calluses on his hands, and these calluses are to protect his hand from pain. Those calluses also, at the same time, they produce those hands to make them hard and insensitive. The Bible is actually saying, ignoring the voice of your spirit, which is your conscience, will harden you, and it will make you difficult to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit or the Word of God. If your mind is not constantly renewed and your spirit fed by the Word of God, then your conscience loses much of its reliability and power and sensibility. As the conscience is ignored, it becomes hardened and becomes spiritually insensitive, and then you are ruled by your soul. Once this happens, you are open to every wind of doctrine, including the doctrine of demons. In other words, you can be deceived. Let us now go to Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27. The spirit of man is a candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly or the heart. Any light, any revelation that you receive from God will come first to your spirit man and not your mind. You've probably realized by now God speaks to your spirit man and not to your mind. Revelation comes first to the spirit man, and then from the spirit man it goes up into the head or to the mind. Normally from God we get revelation first, and that revelation is transferred into our mind through understanding. Let us go to Romans chapter 9, verse 1. The Apostle Paul says, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. What Paul is saying here in the scripture is that his conscience bears witness with the Holy Spirit. Because his conscience is sensitive, he hears the Holy Spirit and he knows what to do and what is happening. This whole topic is very important to the believer. Your conscience must be your guide. The Holy Spirit, which is on the inside of you when you get filled with the Holy Spirit or baptized in the Holy Spirit, God speaks to his spirit inside you, and his spirit, the Holy Spirit in you, speaks to your spirit, and your spirit has a voice, and that voice is your conscience. You hear it by a small, still voice, or you have an intuition, or you have a guidance. What I want you to see here in this topic number 3, let your conscience be your guide, is that God wants you to develop sensitivity within your spirit man, within your conscience, that he can speak by the Holy Spirit into your spirit, and your spirit can hear that and give it to you through your conscience. A believer must be led by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, but the believer must have the sensitivity in his spirit man increased day by day. This sensitivity is our job, it's not God's job. I hope you've enjoyed today's message about the sensitivity of your spirit man and being led by your conscience. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.